This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It was on this date in 1943 that the United States came together for the war effort for what is known as the Tin Can Drive Day, taking place across the country with tin needed for the war efforts leading to the rationing of canned goods. Communities began to collect tin cans, but by this date, it had become a national challenge to see who could collect the largest amount. That honor went to Brown School in Dayton, who collected an excess of 10,000 pounds of tin. And it was on this date in 1950, 70 years ago, the Great Brinks robbery went down as thieves vanished after stealing $2.7 million, that's $28.8 million of today's cash, at the Brinks Armored Car Depot in Boston's North End. Joseph McGinnis and Anthony Fats Pino recruited a gang to study the depot for 18 months in an effort to figure out when it held the most money. Dressed as uniformed Brinks employees wearing rubber Halloween masks, seven of the members entered the counting room, surprising five employees before they bound and gagged them face down on the floor. Then, for the next 35 minutes, they loaded 14 canvas bags full of cash. And it seemingly was the perfect crime until, for some reason, one gang member, Joseph O'Keefe, blew it, confessing to what had happened. But police were only able to recover $58,000 of the $2.7 million. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk Monday when today is history.